heritage of Avraham Avinu, two tafkidim, yeah? The lishyachid im Hashem, your own personal vekas to Hashem, and then being the sucker of the whole world, taking that relationship to Him, publicizing that out in the world. And we brought from the Akedat Yitzchok the fact that Avraham Avinu took with him Yishmael and Eliezer, but they couldn't see it, and then the schus, so he left them behind. But he comes back for them afterwards. After he goes up, and he has the Gilu Shechina, and he's Dovuk in Hashem, and he does the Avoid of Yitzchok, he comes back to them, yeah? And then we saw the Chacham Sefer. So that's what we saw in the Chasam Sefer, yeah. We go out and teach them or whatever, but we don't let their ashkofers and their worldviews enter into our homes. Okay. Beyond Bori. Yishmael on the bottom of Reish Chaf Dalet, for those of us for him. Yishmael Veleazar Mesamelim Ishnei Reish Haumus Boilo. Gog and Magog. This is the Gog and Magog. Kamu Avraham Avinu Nozle Zatzmoy Esatavki Letakim Ayim Mahu Shaka. Bitchila Kula Yosova Kiba Kaychel Shatev Gamim Yishmael Veleazar Maisa Kaida. At first he thought he could include them. We did this, no? Sounds very familiar. Huh? We just started it? Okay, we'll go right. We can get on to the next page. Okay. So he first thought that we're going to take Yishmael and Eliezer along and we'll include them in the Ma'aseh Kedet. And if there's Kol HaUmos L'Kolos Bris Ava Im Hashem Yisbarach Ad Kedei Mesivus Nefesh. We're going to bring the whole world to this state where they're going to love Hashem so much they're going to give up their lives. That's what you have to do. That was the Kedet, yeah? As Mikol HaSovik Yivaderech HaVadoysa Shal Yitzhak Haya Dai Kedei the Takan Oyvim Makushaka, that Yitzchak was in the position where he was able to this stage fulfill the second task, which is to rectify the whole world. When Yitzchak would megale his desire, his rotzon to be Moshe Nefesh for his love for Hashem, when the Choy Chois Eliezer Yishmael Yitzchak Matzav Shemon Yatul the Yehudu Kol Yeshvei Tevel. They would be there witnessing the Akedah. They would recognize they would come to that Akara that it is that the whole world, everyone will recognize and know that to bow to Hashem, that's the whole world will bow to Hashem. He thought that moment had arrived where the final Tikkun HaOlam would take place. So Yishmael Eliezer, who represent the Ummah HaOlam, the two heads, the prototypes of Ummah HaOlam, when they saw Yitzchak giving up his life for Avos Hashem, that would have been the final tikkun. Everyone would have come home. Ulam kashu tikaru v'roki on kosholahar. When Avon got close and he saw the Anan was on the mountain, he saw the Shechina surrounding the mountain. Adam miyatik tomid esahester, because choishech Anan varofol. When he saw that cloud always refers to Hester. It talks about the bechina of darkness. Anan varofol zu bechina shel Hester upon him. That what was going on the mountain was going to be a heft upon him. Choshech, Hagolius, Yisurim, Akedois, Veshchitois, Shasidim, Bnei Yisrael Avon. He saw that this Maisa Akeda is being done in what's called heft upon him, which is a reference to all the Golus and the sufferings and whatever that we were going to go through. Yishmael Eliezer, Einim Bibachinim Ba'anam, Einim Afchinim Ba'anam. They couldn't see the cloud. He said, can you see the cloud? They couldn't see it. Meaning what? Having Avram, ki heima dain einum sheichim l'tikkun ha'olam. They weren't ready for tikkun ha'olam yet. They weren't ready to go into the world of what's called heft upon him. They weren't able to understand if he didn't give up his life for Avos Hashem. Heinani roem likreis bris avim akoros bochut kedei mesiris nefesh. They couldn't be masig bin koros bris avim with Hashem at kedei mesiris nefesh. As in kshurim l'chumrius pekesha kol chazak. They're so immersed in the physical world at shekashem oed zanatekoi somimenu betachlis hanituk. That it was unable, they were unable, Avraham Avinu realized, to remove themselves totally from the physical world, which requires a complete nituk. By the way, if you think that our avodah today is to attack from the physical world, you're making a big mistake. Yeah? People who think that our world is to give up the Gashmi's world, they have nothing to do with the physical world and whatever, we just evolved in Ruchness or whatever, you won't, besides the what you'll do to yourself physically, but you won't even grow in Ruchness. You won't, that's not our avodah today. ויש עוד בי עדיתם לפרש של שלוש של אברהם אבינו ויצחוק. האם אתה רואה את הענן? אברהם says to יצחוק, you see the ענן? כעניין שאמרו חזל, רואה אני את דברי אדמה. כלומר, אני מקבל את דבריו. היה what you say. Roy Anir Tibra Admon. I'm a couple of your words. Abram Avinu Shoyl of Yitzchak. Im Hincha Roy Sa'anon. Are you able to see the clouds? What does it mean? Haim Atam Asuga Lekal Lasmecha Es Ha'arigus Vashchitois Sheyavru Banecha Laman Shmiris HaTayr Vaimuna. Are you prepared to accept upon yourself all the murders and suffering and shchitas that your children are going to go through in order to keep Torah and Mitzvahs? That's what Abram is asking. Can you see the Onan? Can you see the Hestoponim? Can you see the 2,000 years of Golis? Can you see the Auschwitzes, the Inquisitions, the pogroms, the Tachvatat? Can you see all that? Are you prepared to let your kids go through that? Whenever Klal Yisrael is going through suffering, you have to ask yourself one question. Abram Avinu saw this and he was masking. Abraham Avinu, he's my grandfather. You know what a grandfather feels for his grandchildren? He was masking to go through this. So Abraham was asking Yitzchak, are you prepared to let all your children go through this? But Yitzchak Hashiv, Kiruroi, Pirush, Humakabu, Alaitz, my daughter's there. Yeah. Same as you were, I am. Numasoi, Yishmael, the Ezra, Shiroroi, it's Anam. They didn't see the Anam. I see it's a simon, Kiem Einu Mukhon, the Kabul is Anam. They're not prepared to accept upon themselves the suffering and the darkness and the several in order to have that cleaving to Hashem. So Abraham realized that that's not the time to for that aspect, that tapki that he had, that second tapki he had, which is Mishnah over Makushaka at the time I didn't arrive. Tchila, Alam Yisrael Levadu Eliyotso Yichud Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, Klal Yisrael has to go and create this oneness, this yichud, this exclusive relationship with Hashem. Because Yom Avram, v'nishtachave, claimer, nizbot l'gam l'shem yisparach, what's ishtachave? A total, his batless of myself to Hashem. V'achakach nashuva aleichem v'sach and etzchem. Then afterwards, we'll come back. Avram says to me, you wait there with a donkey. I'm a domen l'chomo, you're completely tied up in chomeros. I'll go with Yitzchak to the mountain, we'll go through 2,000 years of darkness and godless and mysterious nefesh, we'll be dogged to Hashem Ba'av then, and then we'll come back and we'll schlep you along afterwards. I mean, it's contained in those few moments of world history of 2,000 years of that's what was going on. So I might be a piece of chasam safe for that, yeah. Okay. Nisoyna Akeda. What was the Nisoyna of the Akeda? Yetzir muchletes mamareches ateva. A total removal of oneself from the natural physical world. Avram and Yitzchak avinu levado. Va'alo yisam loida. Avram and Yitzchak continued and they went higher and higher. Ma'isazeh shel akedah nitak es Avram v'Yitzchak v'nituk muchlat min hachomer. They were totally, totally disconnected from the physical world. Hayakan bitul muchlat shel kol haritzonos hashim. Both of them had to give up a total, total connection to any of their own personal ritzonos. Haraya, Avram Avinu had a ratzon that he should be the father of Klal Yisrael. And now he was going to shecht Yitzchak. That was the end of Avram Avinu's purpose in the world, right? Yitzchak must not want to live. Yeah? try and kill a cockroach. You see how hard a cockroach wants to live. Must not Yitzchak Avinu had a deep ratzon to live. He knew what he was living for. He understood what his purpose in the world was. Olam HaZeh lo Olam HaBa. So you have to give up everything, the most deepest. I want to tell you, you know what Avram had to give up here? Ramona Chabal explains. We don't understand what Avram Avinu was being tested yet. We don't have a clue. Yeah? Ramona Chabal makes it. Listen to this for a test. Avram Avinu had built himself into something that could only do the Ratzon Hashem. He was able to work out the Torah from himself. He looked at the world and understood what the Ratzon Hashem is. Ah! Text Vav Nesan must be that I've got to eat matzah now. How did he know that? Because he knew the Ratz and Hashem was going to eat matzah on Lel Pesach before Klal Yisrael was out of Mitzrayim. Yeah? He understood the whole Torah. Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah because he worked it out. Because he knew what the Ratz and Hashem was. He'd made himself into something that could not go against the Ratz and Hashem. That's what Avram Avinu was. You know? The Naam Tet that Avram Avinu had took him to the point where he could not go against the Ratz and Hashem. And he knew the Ratz and Hashem was that Yitzchak should live. Mariah. Bath, right? Hashem says, I don't kill him anyway. Go against my Ratzon, Hashem says, and kill him. And he says, I can't go against your Ratzon. That's what Avram had to give up. Have that for a test. You go against the Ratzon, Hashem, because Hashem says so. But you can't, because you're the person that cannot go against Ratzon, Hashem. And you know the Ratzon, Hashem, that Yitzchak should love. And Hashem says, I don't kill him anyway. How you want to put that one through your brain? That's a real test, huh? I really wasn't bothered by the fact that Hashem told me to kill my son, and I really want to have a son. I'm going to be lonely. I'm 100 years old, and no one's going to say Kaddish for me. And there's might have been concerns. Because I don't know. But that's the Akedah. We're still living off that moment. I really had to give up who he was as a human being. I'm someone that can only do lots in Hashem. I mean, even give that up for you, Hashem. That's some nisoy, right? No candidate to understand that either, but at least gives a bit of an insight into how little we understand of the Masha Akedah. Okay. Avraham Avinu Yodati Begitzak Yikaru Lechazera. Kol Toil the Samer Yudin Tikkun Avriyash Hu Kol Sheif Lesaken. Avraham Avinu had such a burning desire to massacre the world that he knew that it was going to come from Yitzchak. Hakol Toil the Bnei Yechidi Ashi Chononu Hashem B'Yosef B'Gil Meir Shona. This son, it was all Toil. His whole purpose in existence was told on this child that Hashem gave him when he was finally 100 years old. Shchitosu shel Yitzchak Avinu Kebitul Kol Am Yehudi. Avraham Avinu is now shechting the whole Am Yisrael. The Bitul Kol Tafkid of Hayyadim. And all Avraham Avinu's 100 years of going through 9 tests in order to come to the point where he's finally going to be able to the second name of Malchus Shaka. He thought at the time the moment has come, you're asking Shech Yitzchak now? Zun is saying, Naira Shaloyu Cholena Kol Rayon. We have no idea how awesome that was. Kereira Shabbos Oizen, Nitala Tzmeinu Kalkosh Borkum and Galil Yehudi Voimelo. Try and yell a little bit. Try and imagine that a Kalkosh Borkum comes to you and he says like this. Hichlatati Libcho Bacha Letaskid Hitler Yemach Shmoy. I'm choosing you, yeah, to be Hitler Yemach Shmoy. You're going to do Hitler's job. So the Tachid is Kol Am Yehudi. I want you to go and I want you to wipe out all the Jews. You have Germany. I'll give you the whole German nation, the most technically advanced nation, the whole world. I'll give you the whole of Europe, whatever. Everybody hates the Jews. You go then wipe out the whole Jewish people. Now I'm a Sumilani, but it's saying Zevel. I'll say it's the Simcha. You do that for Simcha?
Yeah. I'm
nodding. I'm asking. I wouldn't say you're nodding. I'm asking a question. You could do that for Simcha because Hashem asked you to. To go give up all the days and the scoffers and the imunah that you spent your whole life giving to the whole world. Reitzah b'tayves nivroya v'chofet b'tztokov v'inei u'ma kabut tzivri noyer shohifach eskola akar al-piyah. He turned everything upside down. This Avinu Abba Rachamim bonim atem l'shem rakecha. He's been teaching the whole world who this Abba Rachamim is, and this Abba Rachamim comes along and says, go kill your son, go destroy the whole of Jewish people, you be Hitler. Ula Abba Rachamim ainu shol shelos edim apakbe. What does Abba Rachamim do? This week's parsha, you know, all the klalos came. Tachashel, what does Hashem the simcha v'tuv leivov? They were keeping the mitzvahs, they were doing everything. Not the simcha v'tuv leivov. They didn't have simcha shel mitzvah. Yesh kan bikel muchlat shel kol hayishus v'atzmeis. You give up everything about yourself. Kumanai Gam Yitzhakavinu also. Gam Huriabai Shabot Tala Kolasi Dabriya Klaima Kola Amiudi Aim in the Taste of Minion. Yitzhakavinu also knew that he was the second of the Avos, and all of Kalisol was going to come from him, and the first of creation was going to come from him. And he knew that, and he wanted that. Who wouldn't want to be the father of Am Yisrael? And he knew that he was giving that all up. And also giving up Hashem's desire to have a world. Masha. Huh? The Sforim HaKadoshim point out, and it's important to know this, that the person who's being tested doesn't know that this is a test. Now, if Hashem would send you facts, saying, tomorrow I'm going to give you a big test, right? Tomorrow I'm going to come along and say to you, I want you to kill yourself. But it's a test, and I just want to see how you're going to function. So that's already what they say in Yiddish, halbetzoros. Yeah, that's half a problem. Because you know that you've been tested. The problem is that someone's been tested, he doesn't know he's been tested. They didn't know that this was just a Nisayon. They went up there knowing that after this there's nothing. The world is going back to Tohu Vabohu. This is the end of the world. Same as Yehuda when he stepped forward to wipe out Yosef. The last moment when Yehuda realized he's not gonna get this Meshuggah and Mitzvah to get his act together, and therefore the whole world come to an end, because if you don't go back with Binyamin, that's it, that's the end of Tohu Vabohu, the end of the world. Yehuda stepped forward to destroy the whole world. They were gonna wipe out the whole world. They knew that they were losing the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba. Although this is not just about losing the Olam Hazeh. You know, Yitzhak had a desire to father a nation. We're talking about Olam Habaya. You only got Olam Haba if you're going to be the Aman Yitzchi, and we were just wiping out the whole Aman Yitzchi. They were losing Olam Haba, and they didn't know it was an Israel. They thought they're going to the Akedah, and that's it, finished. Other than it takes 100 years of work, and he's going up now to just give it all up.
Can I ask a question, though? Did the
Shem
tell Abraham Avinu before, so he has to kill Yitzhak, or did he say take him up and put him to the staff?
Abraham Avinu understood whether it was a direct tzivui or not is a discussion, but what did they mark with? He understood that he was going to shech Yitzhak, he was going to bring a korban. A korban you bring is an oil atomy, the whole thing goes up on the Mizbech. He understood he was going to shech him the same way as he shechted the Rev. He understood he was going to be able to kill him. What? Abraham was asked, please take Yitzhak up onto the mountain, time up on the Mizbech, say a few to heal him and then take him off.
Yeah,
then what's the test? What's the problem?
But you just said he was told he had to come to himself, and he wasn't told you go. He wasn't told put time up, checking like this.
Time up, yes, I've requested. We'll
but
see.
But the fact is that he has to come to that from the Nebuah, he said, "Must be that I have to bring Yitzhak
Correct. Okay, so it's a discussion. It's a discussion whether it was a tzibur he worked out himself. Yeah, not gonna have that. But at the end of the day, there was no nisoyin. If Hashem just said to him, look, I want you to take Yitzchak and pretend to make him into a korban, but don't kill him. You know, afterwards you're all coming home, it's all going to be fine, we're going to have a little party.
But the Rav just said that he didn't even know it was any
time,
because the guy
didn't know it was any nisoyin. He thought he's been told to kill Yitzchak, he's going there to kill Yitzchak, and that's it, the end of the world. He didn't know he was being tested. He just thought he was being asked to do a mitzvah. Please go kill Yitzchak. Okay. But we very often are in a test that we don't realize. We think that's it, it's over. Yeah? You don't realize, you're being tested. And the minute you cut the test's over and you get what you want. There's going to be nothing afterwards. Yitzhak Neshchat. All the avoid in the world just came to an end. And Yosef, Hafatzah Simunah Ba'ilah, there's going to be no more Imun in the world. And Tikkun Shalabriah, there's going to be no Tikkun Shalabriah. Kol Ashkofas Vadiru Shalem Mosu Nefesh Bekol Regim Mechaim Olechas Vanelem. It's all the beautiful Ashkofas that they taught the world with the serious Nefesh, it's all going down the drain. It's a Kol Akol Haim Biklu Toich Kedei Biklu Gomel Ruch Hashem. They gave up everything, even the Olam Haba, because they have Ruch Hashem. In order to do that, the two of them went out of the entire physical, natural system. They got to what's called the Tachlis Nekudas HaBechira. They got to their most basic essence of existence, which is the most basic function of Bechira. There's a very deep sugya there. Tachlis Nekudas HaBechira. We got to the most primordial aspect of Bechira. The Hofchir is Bnei Olam Haba. Ki'ilu Einum Sheichim Klal Olam Hazeh. They turned themselves into Bnei Olam Haba with no Ki'ilu, no Sheichim to Olam Hazeh. Yitzhak Aminu Lachashe Bizman HaKeda Polcho Nishmosei Oymed Zabirach Mechaya Amesim. Yitzhak, after the Akeda, when his Neshama went out of him, he stood up and made the Brocha Mechaya Amesim. All Yitzhak's life post the Akedah was what we call the Tekuf of Tchias HaMeisim. That's Yitzhak's name, by the way. Yitzhak's name is Keitz Chai. He lives in death. That's who Yitzhak is. The word Yitzhak means life in death. When Yitzhak's dead, he dies on the Akedah and he gets up and he walks away alive. He's dead and he's alive. That's what Klal Yisrael is.
I would be dead.
כמובן בחזל, כל ימי חייו בתקופה של אחר הקדה היה מציע שלך תרסמסים. הוא אין לבין העולם הזה כלל, לא שייך את העולם הזה, וכבר דושו דושו ירושום את יצחוק, אוי שיש קץ חי, עוד עכשיו הכל עצום, הוא חושב, הוא כשכוונתי. חיים של יצחק הם לאחר הקץ. יצחק life starts after the death, after you get out of העולם הזה. What can you solve that? Because that's can you solve. We really start living after chrysalism. This is not called real living. This is a honor for living, and you need to do this. And this is real living because this is, there isn't anything else. This is Olam Haba. What you do here is building Olam Haba. But our real life starts in Olam Haba. This is not the real world. Chayim shel Yitzhak heim lacha kait, chayim shel acha amavas, hu einu ben olam haze, ele ben olam haba. Chayim miyad lacha mayis hakeda, הבטיח הקדוש ברוך הוא אבינו כי יאנה שעשית את הדבר הזה now that I've seen you've done this thing ולא חשבת את בנך אז יחיד חו כי ברך עבריך חו והר והר וזרוך הקריך והשמיים וכל אשר עשה סיים ויורס אחרי שער ואיבו okay, we have to stop there the bottom paragraph in Reish Chavov
I'm waiting to see you to learn before Rosh Hashanah this you'll see you